Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting 6th. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Boone reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. Torgerson moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. Boone scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Leo Keeley now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Singh scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to third. Larry moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and has Larry trapped. There's the throw to Klaus, who tags Larry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Keeley, and towards Klaus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0 for 1 in the game. Keeley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-3 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.